talking about?
What to eat, where to go, and who to know.
In Johannesburg.
On JerseyStyle.jpg, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all around.
Connect out and spread the love.
Good afternoon, Jersey Stylers. You're listening to myself, Edward Chamberlain Bell, on Radio Today Johannesburg, and obviously it is the Jersey Style Hour, and it is my responsibility to lead you into the weekend, if not into temptation. We've been so fortunate to have a couple of long weekends this month, and I was trying to think what can be more exciting than the long weekend, and that is leading into autumn. Autumn is actually my favorite time of the year. I love the fact that the weather has cooled down, so we can start building up layers. We can start wearing, well, I'm going to sound like a schlumpf all the time. I pull out my slippers. I pull out my thick woolen socks. I've got a collection of, I don't know what you'd call them, half slippers, half socks. So they are sturdy enough for me to walk around the house in, but comfortable enough for me to go into bed with them. And because I work from home most of the time, my wardrobe is either shorts, gym wear, long johns, or tracksuit pants. And I always used to joke, you know, when you've given up on life is when you spend half your life in tracksuit pants or sweatpants or leggings, whatever you want to call them. And I've realized I haven't given up on life, but I'm very comfortable in long johns or tracksuit pants. But this last weekend, this was over the Easter weekend, I was getting very excited about what to have on the Easter menu. I knew I was going to have lots of hot cross buns, and I was planning to do a Sunday roast with a roast leg of lamb. But I decided, because the weather turned unexpectedly cooler, I decided to go with lasagna. And I know I was joking that I don't enjoy. Well, I wasn't joking, but I've never been mad about pasta or pizza, with the exception of lasagna. I do love lasagna, but it has to be a special lasagna. It has to be a homemade lasagna that I've made myself, because lasagna is one of those comfort foods that I just think you should never, ever skimp on. I've never had a great lasagna in a restaurant. I can think of one restaurant, Sotto Sopra, around Rosebank. But I've never enjoyed lasagna in a restaurant, and I've never been able to find a ready-made lasagna, and that includes going to my favorite supermarket. I just find people cut corners, and I think making a really wonderful dish like lasagna, there is no room for cutting corners. You want to use the best of everything and lots of the best. So when I see people saying this is a low kilojoule lasagna, trust me, I'm going to bring out knives. That is when I'm ready to spill blood. Lasagna is one of those dishes that I never want to see a low kilojoule version of. And lasagna is quite an expensive dish to make when you look at the cost of meat and dairy and cheese. Not to mention the time that you've got to factor into cooking everything, you really do want the best quality ingredients to get the best possible result. But what I did this last weekend is I made two lasagnas. I often do this because I find if you're going to do that much cooking, I may as well do it in bulk. And then I can make two or three lasagnas, ring a couple of changes, freeze the two for one of those nights when I just don't feel like cooking, and then obviously ring a couple of changes so that nobody can get bored with my cooking. Not that anybody would, but, you know, just in case somebody said they were bored of having lasagna. Friends of mine often say that lasagna is too much work and too much effort, and it's too complicated. I think half of the battle won when it comes to cooking is your frame of mind. You know, when they talk about the secret ingredient is love, it's one thing that I've never, ever underestimated in cooking is love. You've got to enjoy the process. You've got to love all the steps that you take. And again, I've never been one of those people who can just like assemble a lasagna with instant ingredients where you buy ready-cooked mince and ready-cooked tomato sauce and ready-cooked cheese sauce and just layer it and assemble it. To me, that's not a labor of love, that never gives you a great lasagna. Not that I've ever tried it myself, but I have been to friends' homes where they said, oh, they just used everything that was ready made. And I do think cooking is a form of therapy. In my case, I need to do a lot more cooking. But I love the process of making lasagna, chopping up all the ingredients. You've got to have celery and carrot and onion, not to mention garlic and lots of fresh herbs in your lasagna. I love chopping everything up. I love the process of browning the meat and making the bechamel sauce, layering everything. Not to mention, it's a time-consuming, labor-intensive, and it's a slow cooking process, especially if you want to get the best results. So I like to knock off a couple of hours of time just to make it a labor of love. The first step to making the ideal lasagna to me is lots of layers. Sometimes you are tempted to take shortcuts and do a quick dollop of cheese sauce and a quick dollop of mince and a quick layering of pasta. I think the secret is lots of layers. You don't want to skimp on any of the ingredients, but you don't want to skimp on time either. And a nifty little trick that I've noticed, this also saves a little bit of time. You don't necessarily have to spread out your sauces evenly. I'm talking about the white sauce or the cheese sauce or the bechamel sauce or even the meat sauce. I find I put a layer of the bolognese at the bottom of my baking pan, layer it with some lasagna, top it up with some bechamel sauce, and instead of spreading out the bechamel sauce, I just add a dollop of meat sauce on top of that, and then I don't spread it, I flatten it with the next sheet of lasagna. And believe it or not, you get really thin layers of the bechamel sauce and really thin layers of the bolognese sauce. And I do love that visual appeal of as many layers as possible. And I'm using the word bechamel sauce because that is how it's called. I know some people call it a bechamel sauce. And it is really just a simple white sauce made with butter, flour, and milk. I love, love, love the bechamel sauce. So I tend to do a double helping of bechamel. And I do tend to cut down on the lasagna sheets. I'd rather try to get as much bechamel and meat into my lasagna and skimp a little bit on the lasagna sheets themselves. And I've said this once before, and this is one of the reasons I've never been mad about pasta or pizza. It's because I do have a wheat intolerance. Unfortunately, a wheat intolerance doesn't mean that you can never eat wheat. It just means you need to manage the quantity. So when you're making the bechamel sauce, you're making it with corn flour, which is not wheat. So I do go heavy-handed with the bechamel sauce just to get that comfort factor into my lasagna. And it really is so easy to make a bechamel sauce. I used to be so intimidated because it always came out lumpy and I always had the blender on hand to try and blitz out the lumps. And now I've just realized the quickest way to avoid getting lumps in any sauce that you're making is to use a whisk. So you whisk your batter and your flour together. And then as you're adding the milk, preferably heated, so prevents this clumping in the pan, use warmed milk, whisk it all up and keep whisking as you're adding the milk. And then if you want to ring a couple of changes, I know sometimes people, I believe the traditional lasagna is to use ricotta between layers of your bolognese and your lasagna. But I do like that cheese sauce. But you can also add a couple of layers of cheese between the cheese sauce because there is no crime. Trust me, you can quote me on this. There's no crime as having too much cheese in anything. So I like to ring a couple of changes when I'm making my bechamel sauce. Either I make it a cheese sauce or I like to leave it plain, but I add a tub of mustard to it. And I love that astringency in that firepower, because obviously you're using a good quality mustard and you're using a generous helping of it. So it becomes a mustard sauce. If you want to add herbs, you're welcome to do so as well. And this is what I love about lasagna as well. You do get hardcore traditional lasagna recipes, but I do think there is so much room for creativity that you can make your own version of lasagna. And a couple of the changes that I rang when I made lasagna last weekend. The first one, I did a very traditional lasagna. And then the second one, I took the bechamel sauce and I added a tub of cream cheese and a tub of extra thick cream to it. So it was a really decadent, indulgent lasagna. And then I also layered it with lots of mustard just to bring a contrast to that silky smoothness and the sweetness of cream, because cream is actually quite sweet. And I will say one thing that I always find always works with lasagna, and it seems like an unnecessary step, and that is you've got to add carrot, celery, and onion to your lasagna. So many times, and I've learned this the hard way, I used to take a shortcut. I'd brown my onions, brown my meat, and then I'd add my tomatoes, lots of pureed tomatoes, lots of canned tomatoes, lots of fresh tomatoes, sometimes even tomato pesto, just to amp up that tomato flavor. But I do find you've got to make that, it is the Holy Trinity for a reason. I'm obviously referring to the mirepoix, which is a combination of onions, celery, and carrots. Onions obviously add a savory note that we are all familiar with, but onions cooked down to become really beautifully sweet. Carrots also add sweetness and color to your lasagna when you're making it. And then celery, I just think, is the most wonderful ingredient to have on hand. So it just adds that herbal backdrop that isn't prominently a celery flavor, but it's just this wonderful whisper, sounding very Nigella Lawson now, this whisper of herbaceous freshness. Obviously, you can add any kind of herbs that you want on top of that, parsley being the traditional one, basil being wonderful. But you know what? If you want to go with mixed herbs, or oregano or thyme, you do you, boo. You ring those changes. And I do think that when you're making your bolognese sauce, the secret is to cook it low and slow and for as long as possible. I cooked my bolognese sauce for about 2.5 hours last week. And really, it is the difference that the time makes in developing those flavors and also reducing your meat sauce into a really unctuous dish. Oh, that is what I also find. You've got to add a glass or two, in my case, a cup, because it's bigger. Add a cup of red wine to your bolognese sauce and just let it simmer down long, low, and slow. You really get the most incredible results. And then obviously, as I mentioned earlier, the better the quality ingredients and the better your quality of preparation and care, all of those factors contribute towards creating the best possible result. And I know that I say this every time that I make lasagna. This is the best lasagna that I've ever made. But this really was the best lasagna that I've ever made. It was so good. I took the second lasagna out of the freezer. We've been living off lasagna for the last 7 days and still not getting bored of it. I will always recommend, and a lot of times people are lazy, so they don't think they need to do anything else on the plate than just serve up a heaped layer of lasagna. I always think, cannot have lasagna without having a salad. And that's because I pack, so I don't know what your lasagna is like, but in my home, I pack so much flavor and so much richness and so much decadence into every single layer and serving of lasagna. I find you need something light and crispy and refreshing on the side. So half my plate is salad, half my plate is lasagna. And I'm talking about a really simple, classic green salad. Literally nothing more than lettuce. You can also use arugula or rocket, a nice peppery switch up on a classic green salad. Cucumbers and tomatoes. I always add ava to any salad that I make, but you don't need to add ava because there's so much richness in the lasagna. But what I do like to do, just to switch it up a little bit, make a classic green salad, tossing some pepper juice, or tossing some capers, because that amps up the spiciness and it amps up the acidity. Capers are wonderful, by the way, because it adds a little pop of saltiness to the salad. And I just love that juxtaposition of the rich lasagna against a healthy salad. And then also the salad adds a bit of contrast and texture and flavor. And then I don't use a heavy mayonnaise or a heavy oil-based dressing. I go something light and refreshing, like a vinaigrette or a vinegar-based salad dressing. So it really is a wonderful way just to create an interesting dining experience. I don't know what the weather is going to be like the week over the weekend, but if I was better prepared, I would have looked it up. But definitely start adding a note to your diary that with the chillier weather, you're going to dish up a really generous, healthy, and hearty lasagna this winter. And you're welcome to let us know what is your favorite way of producing an epic lasagna, and what do you enjoy serving it with? Or are you one of those lazy, lazy entertainers who thinks a wedge of lasagna is good enough for everybody? On that note, we're going to take a quick musical break, and we'll be right back.